Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Hey everybody, it's Pastor Jeremy. I'm so glad to be with you today. You know, today we're going to be talking about importance and what is important in our daily life, our relationships, and everything else. And Paul begins 1 Corinthians 15. You know, he's calling believers in Corinth to remember the gospel that they received. And he ends with that reminder as well. And he's saying, preach it to others so that they would believe. And since the gospel is of first importance, something that's so important, so special, we should put a focus daily, weekly, in all aspects of our lives on this story of what Jesus has done, maybe instead of the things we want or have. And as Paul explains this story, to call the believers in Corinth back to remembering what Jesus did, I see this as an encouragement to pass on to someone else. You know, with this goal of multiplying believers. And usually God just has you multiply with the people that He puts in your life. Maybe it's in your home or your neighborhood or your workplace or wherever else He has you. So think about your faith journey for a moment. Who was it that encouraged you? Who was it that shared with you? Who was it that helped build you up? Most likely, they probably lived in a way that you admired. And so when they spoke, you listened. When they did things, you watched. In Corinth, Paul shared about Jesus' life, His death, His resurrection. And two things stood out. One, the forgiveness of sins. And then two, how important the verified resurrection is. Both those aspects are truly good news. See, atonement allows us to be with God. And Jesus made that possible for you and for me, for us. His resurrection was proof that He defeated sin and death, and that He was the fulfillment of the promise of eternal life. And it's truly amazing when we slow down to think about what was actually given to us. Paul wanted the people in Corinth to be reminded of that, of the gift they were given, and why their words, their actions, and their worship needed to be corrected. Because it was important. Because the gospel is important. Because Jesus is important. Because God's love is important. And so when we share that story, it reflects who Jesus is and what He's done. So lives can be changed. So there can be more followers and more people who are His. Verses 1 through 11 of 1 Corinthians 15 are a beautiful reminder of how the truth needs to be preached and shared. Gospel truth needs to be lived out in normal aspects of ordinary life. That's multiplication. I believe God will use His church to multiply followers of Jesus as long as we hold on to what we believe and then live it out. This might be checking on a friend or a coworker. Maybe it's bringing dinner to a neighbor in need. Maybe it's being open to offer prayer to the person making your coffee in the store that you shop at. It might even be sharing Jesus' story with someone that God just randomly brings across your path. So here's my encouragement for you. Remember what you believe so you can be ready to multiply. God wants to use you. Will you let Him? Just so you know, I'm praying for you all. If you need anything, you need help with sharing and multiplying, you just need someone to talk to, we're here for you. Thanks for listening.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.